Anyone with a dog knows that the morning walk is as much about the smells as about the exercise. Dogs have up to 300 million olfactory receptors in their noses. Humans have about 6 million. If you think Squamish is a sensory thrill for bipeds, imagine supplementing the sights, sounds and feels of the area with 50 times the snout power. In other words, Squamish is a doggy Disneyland. In addition to the fun of the people and fellow canines downtown, not to mention the wafting scents from bakeries and bistros, there are water bodies to swim in, forests to be run through and an endless world to explore right outside the door. It is said that dogs are humans' best friends, but even most of our best, human, friends don't have the impact on our lives that a dog does. Did you know that people with dogs have lower levels of stress, depression and blood pressure? Dog people are less likely to have a heart attack, and more likely to survive if they do have one. Dogs help us deal with crises. Squamish is a pretty friendly place at the best of times. But next time you are downtown, grab a seat in a cafe and watch out the window as people and dogs pass by. You will see dogs enthusiastically greeting other dogs. But do you see how dogs introduce their people to other people? Studies show what most dog people already knew: dogs build community. We may not know our neighbors' names, but we know they are Hermione's mom or Barkley's dad. Of course, raising a dog that is a good citizen takes some effort, and entertaining them for a lifetime can take a village. Fortunately, Squamish is just the village to make a dog's life everything it can be. Laura McAldiff, owner of Sea to Sky Canine Training, uses a humane and science-based approach, working with dogs and helping dogs and their people understand each other. One of the things that makes Squamish an ideal place to raise a dog is that, well, almost everybody's doing it. Everybody seems to have a dog, she said. When it comes to people understanding the lifestyle with dogs, you look around, and everybody seems to get it. Not to mention the space that we have around us in the ability of our dogs to access cool water and decompression trails and play with other dogs. Many of the dogs McAldiff works with are those who require a little extra help. As a BCSPCA Animal Kind Certified Trainer, among other accreditations, she is one of the people in town that dog parents call when their pet seems to need lessons in dealing with other dogs, people or life in general. She offers training for reactive and fearful dogs, recent rescues and newly adopted puppies. She also offers walking services, specializing in those who can be a challenge on a leash. Sometimes, however, it is not the dogs who need a bit of training. While emphatic that Squamish is an ideal place for dogs, McAldiff notes that successful interactions between and among dogs and people require humans to behave appropriately too. There's a pretty basic dog etiquette, and I wish it were more well known, she said. If you see a dog that's on a leash, leash your dog so that we're not having unnecessary altercations in public spaces with dogs. A lot of people seem to lose sight of that basic etiquette and being aware of their surroundings and respecting other people's needs. Dogs definitely do, or can, bring people together, said McAldiff. As Squamish becomes more densified, it is increasingly important that basic rules of behavior for animals and their people are widely recognized and respected, she said. Among the other professionals working with dogs in town is Cheryl Barchuk, whose Barchuk's Canine Services offers dog training, pack walks, private walks and homestay boarding. Although she didn't really need to be reminded, Barchuk saw the power of a dog in action recently after her sister adopted a German Shepherd puppy. I walked him the other day, and this person was having an off day, she recalled. A quick waffle from the pooch made a cloudy moment brighter. The second with my sister's dog just made her feel better, changed her mood and made her day. It's crazy to see the change dogs can bring to people with a small sniff, a pat. It's the small things that make the difference. The trails around town are used by a variety of species for a range of activities, and this holds the potential for conflict. But Barchuk has been pleasantly surprised at the openness of people like mountain bikers and dirt bikers to share the space. Even though they made the trails, they're willing to share with us, she said. They'll shut their engine off, let us walk past. For those Squamish folks who do not yet have a canine family member but are thinking about it, Barchuk recommends doing some research. Look at your lifestyle and what you're able to do for a specific dog, she said. If you've got a border collie and you work a lot, you might not be able to provide for the needs that the higher energy dog will have. If you have a backyard, that might open the door to certain breeds that like more outdoor time. Apartment dwellers might prefer some smaller breeds that are homebodies. But Barczyk suggests considering other factors. A dog with separation anxiety could be a problem in an apartment if they bark a lot when left alone. Animals that are afraid of unfamiliar people or elevators might not be ideal for condo living, for example. Different breeds are known for specific characteristics, but do the research because some assumptions may be misguided. Small dogs are not necessarily easier to care for. A Great Dane is an enormous beast and loves a good walk, but they are also notorious layabouts. For sedentary people, this ginormous hulk might be better than a smaller but more demanding dog. I just find the most important thing about having a dog is creating that bond between you and the dog, said Barczyk. That can be more important than even exercising it all the time. If you can have that bond with a dog, your relationship will change. Local dog etiquette. The following are some common sense District of Squamish guidelines for within the town. Keep an identification tag on your pet. Identification is your pet's ticket back home. Licenses are a requirement in Squamish and must be renewed each year and displayed on your dog's collar. Don't let your pets run loose. Dogs must be walked on leash, it's the law and a finable offense. Not everyone is dog friendly, nor should they have to be. Obedience train and socialize your animal. Make sure your pet gets the proper amount of exercise. Take extra precautions during holidays like Halloween. This is a scary time for pets. Make sure your pets are safe and secure indoors. Scoop the poop. Please clean up after your dog and dispose of the waste appropriately. Asterisk editor's note. Neither the writer nor the publication benefited financially or otherwise from featuring the businesses mentioned in this piece.